Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bee Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06. On this Tuesday, May 19th, we're here.
I didn't play that song.
It's a great song.
Okay.
It's a great song. We're here at Bradford Marine in Sherwood, one of 7 locations around the state. Len, thanks for having us here as you begin your celebration.
Celebration, yes.
Yeah, we appreciate it. He's telling us all the great deals. You can also go to the website and see inventory. Is that right?
Every piece of inventory I have is on that website in some way, shape, or form, you know, over 1,500 pieces of inventory.
I did my live. I did my Facebook live this morning, and I was looking at the sun coming up. It was so awesome. And James on Facebook said, "Red sky in the morning, sailor take warning."
Ooh.
Pirates of the Caribbean there or something. I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that right? So mm-hmm. That's a pretty okay. Mm-hmm. Also, Roger, I've never noticed it. I've never really thought through it. You notice what he has on the outside here at Bradford Marine? The ropes. Did you notice those look like the kind of ropes you do when you pull it to a dock, a boat dock? Those look to me.
Wait,
like,
what do you think we got? This is our dock.
I know. I've never. I get out of here and walk in here so quick. I never pay attention. I've seen the voice.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's you know what? That reminds me of the color purple. Don't you think it makes God ticked off when you walk through a field of purple flowers and don't notice?
Well, that's a good line. Good recall.
Well, I'll get it.
Also, we're right down the street from Fletcher Dodge,
yep.
One of our other very loyal and faithful partners.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yep. Talked about how Lev has been a big supporter and become a friend. That's what most everybody, if not all, become when we start working together. But he's been a big supporter of all the station. And letting us come here and be a part of it. And I remember how he had to, you know, we were talking about economics and things like that, how if gas right now is $4.09 for you and I in our vehicle, just imagine what it is out on the water for some of the boaters out there having to think about those things. But we remember coming in here, just like we could do over at Fletcher's about 5-6 years ago, throw a rock and not hit anything, you know, because of the way, and you talk about his father and the business and that sort of thing, and he sustained it. He kept it going. He had he had trucks coming in that never unloaded.
That's right.
They were taking right off the truck, and they were still going out that way because of that. So, I mean, and again, it was one of the few things that we find out that you could do. Was get out on the water, get away from everybody, and do that. So you were in a business that was able to sustain itself.
Yeah.
Also, too, you're the sponsor of the Rick Schaefer segment along with Edwards Food Giant, and I believe we have Rick now. So if we have him, if you can, Christian, let's go ahead and bring him into the show. Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Lev.
Strength and honor.
Very nice. Good job.
About strength and honor.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations.
Yeah.
Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, hi-o Bradford and hi-o Edwards Food. How about that? Hi-o Silver.
Yes. Perfect. That's perfect, Rick. Yep. Yeah, well done. How are you today? Good?
You know, it's another wonderful day. You guys are watching sunrise. We're watching a little drizzle here. And I don't know about you all. Our area desperately needs rain, and we're supposed to get it all week, so that's really good.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Well, the other thing that you're getting is another super regional. We'll have Courtney Dyfel on the show at 8:30 today.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this. Roger and I have on this show for the last month. It just, this team feels a little and looks a little bit different. They're in the top 10 in pitching, hitting, and fielding. And so it looks like this may. And then the other thing, Rick, we were fortunate that we didn't get another SEC team. If you look, 3 of the 9 regionals, super regionals, rather, 3 of the 6, rather, or I can't remember the total number, are SEC versus SEC.
Should be 8.
Eight. Then three of the eight are SEC versus SEC, and finally we get a break, maybe because we have the number one RPI. Hey, let's we got Duke, and Duke is a good program, but they're certainly not a one of the teams of the SEC. So that's a positive this weekend in Fayetteville.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if this weekend was like last weekend when Arkansas was the only team to win by run rule every game? And it'd be great if that happened this weekend. I know they'll have great crowds. They had great crowds last weekend. And so, now the weather, we may get rain all week. I know the first game is supposed to start at 11 o'clock Friday. I was looking at the forecast. And the best, the rain's supposed to be out by maybe 8 o'clock Friday morning, and then it's coming back Friday afternoon. So let's hope they can get that game in and then win in two games.
Yeah, that would be amazing. You know, we've had heartbreak before. Roger, we were talking the other day, the worst was, they beat Texas that first game. Got one game away, and I drive up there that for the third game from the SEC baseball tournament. I know. We drove all the way from Hoover to be there, and it was. I'll never forget watching Courtney Dyfel and her husband out there hugging it up. Just just had this thing right there. And so anyway, feeling positive about that. We'll talk to her at 8:30 today, and then of course you got the baseball team. A lot of people counted this team out, and they end up winning 7 series out of 10, which has happened only two other times in the DVH era. So they're, listen, they may surprise some folks. They got some talent on this team, and but what a game Saturday was against Kentucky.
Oh my gosh!
Symbolic of this year, I think.
Well, it does show you that if Arkansas scores 16, they're probably going to win.
That's
amazing. Leading 11-0 and get tied before they won. But credit to them to win after they after they were tied 12-12 after they led 11-0. So they're a resilient team. They only have one dependable pitcher, and that's Dietz. And I'm talking about every time he goes out there. And he lost the other night. He pitched pretty well, but lost. So that puts them in an awkward spot. They don't play till tomorrow at the SEC tournament. But I'm reading all these things. Now, there's RPI, but there's also these other two formulas that they're using. And the other two formulas have Arkansas ranked a lot higher than the RPI does. And so for those who think, with no way they're going to host a regional, there's still a chance. And Arkansas has 14 wins over that are called, in basketball they call them quad one wins. And only four schools in the country have more than that. And we're talking about beating ranked teams, I think either at home or on the road. And only four teams have more than that, so that's got to be to their benefit. So I got to believe, now it may be impossible to beat Texas without Dietz pitching, because Dietz is going to have to pitch Wednesday. And if they win that game, if they somehow beat Texas, which is, they're third or fourth in most of the rankings, that might be enough to get them a host. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a chance. Yeah, I think, matter of fact, too, the All-SEC picks came out yesterday, and I think two or the three, of course, led by Dietz, were pitchers. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Helfrich was the first-team All-SEC, two catchers. So, who knows? We saw the Ole Miss model, a couple years ago where they come
in.
That's
right. And they didn't host. That's right.
Yeah, and then the other thing, Rick, is over the weekend, the track team does it again. 25th SEC title, outdoor title. It doesn't matter who the coach is we put in. I don't even know the guy's name now, but I should. But John McDonald started this, and this legacy continues.
When he was the coach, it mattered who the coach was. So I'd say it does matter who the coach is. You still got to have a great coach, and you figure Chris Bucknum coached for all those years after John McDonald, then retired after cross country this year. He won two national championships. His replacement's got a chance to win the first two he coaches because he won the national indoor. And he's they're number one in the country right now outdoor.
Yeah.
And so, they got it. It is astonishing, but you can go back again and we could repeat this 1,000 times. John McDonald is the greatest coach of any sport in any college in history ever. Nobody will ever come close to what he's doing. You can say, well, they had three chances every year. Yeah, well, who else did it? Arkansas and UTEP were the only teams to ever win triple crowns ever, And Arkansas did it five times, I think, and UTEP did it once or twice. You can say, well, John Wooden won all his national championships. Yeah, with players furnished to him by a big booster in New York who was buying players for him when you weren't supposed to do that. And when the NCAA tournament was, I think when they first won their first one, there was only 16 teams in it. You didn't have to win six games. That does not diminish the greatness of what he did. Yeah. But John McDonald's accomplishments exceed everybody's. Everybody's. Yeah. Nick Saban, so everybody. And we tend to forget that because track is a sport.
Yeah.
John and I used to have these conversations all the time. How come we don't get more publicity? And he'd always say it's 'cause about the players, not him. And I get that. John didn't have a big ego, but I would have to share with him, because John, you're doing all this winning, but it's rarely at home. Now, since then, of course, they have the good outdoor track and the indoor track, and they win some at home, but they weren't at home like all the other teams. But they were amazing. He was amazing. It'll never be duplicated. But the great thing is the legacy continues.
Golly,
because a lot of times when a coach like that is gone, they never win again. And here's Arkansas still really good.
Rick, explain that again to me. I'm sorry. What do you mean because they didn't do it at home?
They'd go to the Penn relays and win the NCAA championships when John was starting his legacy and starting to win all the time. They were never in Arkansas. So Arkansas fans never got to see
his
teams compete.
The fans.
Fans never got to see his teams compete. He'd come back from the Penn relays every year and say, they're sold out. It's great. People appreciate what we've done. We come back here. And I had to share with him, you did it in Philadelphia. And how many Razorback fans were there? That was not to diminish it. I was just trying to explain to him why maybe people didn't go gaga all the time. And then it got so routine. Well, they won another one.
Okay. Well, the other thing, too, by the way, and I mentioned it, Roger.
I got you. Thank you.
I'm sure. Yesterday, not only did they win, Rick, they won almost every event. I mean, the 100, the 200, the 800, the 2000. I mean, normally you just win a couple of those and you get second or third and you stack up all your points. They had winners in almost every event. Anyway, it's spectacular.
You know, that's the other thing Basil was talking about, if I may call him that, the other day, and because we started thinking about the NIL and what's going on, you know, with baseball and or football and basketball and all of these things, but quietly, again, the track team continues to go on and on and on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a NIL. I don't know.
It hasn't been spoiled, for lack of a better term, or rotted. By all that because of why?
Although because Roger, they are $9 million. We did find out that they're $9 million. And I mean,
no,
there is $9 million between men and women's track. So
if the softball team goes to the World Series and wins, knock wood that they do and all that, does it mean that they're going to come out next year and run a profit?
Right, that's right. Yeah. Well, in fact, nobody's going to make a profit because the costs exceed your revenue potential. Again, as I was just talking about track, okay, so they're going to host the Western Regionals next weekend. There's not going to be a lot of revenue in that. But when they travel, you know, that the places they travel, they got to fly. And you're flying a track team, that's a lot of guys or a lot of girls. And so there's definitely cost involved there. I think every school is going to have to face the fact that football and basketball are always going to be the only guaranteed revenue sports, period. That's not going to change. You can't go knock on doors and say, hey, if you want college athletics at the University of Arkansas, you have to go to a gymnastics meet, and you have to go to and golf's never at home, right. So you can't go to that. So you're paying for all these things, but football and basketball have, in the past, before NIL, generated enough money to cover expenses for all the sports. Well, because of NIL, that's no longer true. And even though Arkansas has reinstated tennis, I've read national columnists that weren't picking on Arkansas. They were saying other schools are going to have to start making these same decisions because there comes a point where you don't have any more money. And there are schools, Arkansas is the rare school that has never taken funds from the university. They're going to take a little bit next year, a little over $3 million, I guess. But they never have. Most schools either have student fees or take money from the university. How long can you keep draining the university to continue to have sports that are low in attendance or never make revenue?
Maybe another time we'll be able to, you'll be able to enlighten me again, because I need things put to me as like I'm seven. Because you've got UCA, ASU, UAPB. Mm-hmm. They have football programs. UALR right. does not. Why does UALR not? If football is such a revenue generating thing. When it, you know, if that's the issue, I'm reading about the Frisco meeting with the new football coach and Chuck Barrett, and Hunter Yurecek was able to make the one down there. Now he's talking about here in the next 10 or 15 years, we're going to have a half a billion dollars in more money coming in.
And
the naming thing is going to be next season. It's a carrot. There's a carrot out in front of it. So is that what that is? Is that like my father saying, no, we're almost there.
Yeah, they're teasing that a $500 million deal would be $50 million a year.
Sure.
Either it's the naming rights to the stadium.
It's the biggest ever in the history of the world.
Or something else. So
from what he's saying.
So that's coming. Yeah.
Well,
so
is it going to be called X Stadium? Is Elon Musk going to name it?
By the way, Trey Schaaf.
There's no reason for that not to be Sam Walton Stadium, and I don't know. I don't know if that's who they're making the deal with.
It's got to be.
But for $50 million a year, I don't know who else could do that.
Yeah, listen, we will all be happy if that's who it is. Of course, it'll probably be somebody we don't like, somebody from some company we don't know from the West Coast, but it's still 50. Still
50. I guarantee you it's not going to be.
Could it be Chet PT?
It ain't going to be Brad from Marine.
That's right. Could it be Chet PT?
You got to sell a lot of boats.
You got to sell a lot of boats.
$50 million a year.
Yeah. Schaaf says that the Blessings have hosted the NCAA championships before.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
But
you don't make any money
on
that.
Yeah.
Don't make that.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's right.
Thank you.
I do want to thank Edwards Food Giant, who had did an amazing cake the other day.
For Navi.
Yeah.
Yes,
so good.
And they're the meat people.
They are the meat people. Yeah. They also do
cakes.
But
that's
they make
right. coming up.
Too, huh?
It's meat time.
It is meat time. It's lake time and meat time.
Yeah.
Also, to Bradford Marine for sponsoring Rick each week.
Bradford, is there a grill on a barge?
Yes. No, there, you can certainly they mount on the rail.
You could print it. Okay.
So all right, before we let you go, Rick, I'm going to throw some pop culture at you. Are you ready?
Okay.
And I think Rick will go 3 for 3.
Okay, you guys, your confidence is way too high.
No, listen, you will get these. This is why Lev Bradford, who's sitting right here, decided I want to sponsor Rick along with Edward Fuji.
Exactly.
Right. All right. You like 60s music?
Okay. I guarantee you're going to get this. 1965.
Yeah.
Roger Miller received a gold record for this hit. It was his biggest hit record. Got to number one. Got to number four on the pop charts and stayed on there 12 weeks. It was a number one country music hit as well. What do you think the song was in 65 for Roger Miller?
Well, I'm going to guess King of the Road.
King of the Road is correct. He's one for one, Roger. All right. On this day, 1973, this horse won the second jewel of horse racing Triple Crown by capturing the Preakness Stakes. Number two. He's 2 for 2.
Wow. Here we go.
Here we go.
This is still the greatest horse of all time. You know, it's disappointing. I like the state of Maryland because I'm an Oriole fan, but the Preakness, with only three horses that ran in the Kentucky Derby running in the Preakness, the chances of Triple Crown are right now they're practically nil, because nobody wants to run their horses 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby,
yeah.
And you hate that. And so you think about Secretariat, and Secretariat was better each race. The Belmont Stakes won by half the track. Won the Belmont Stakes, and so probably the greatest horse of all time. We may never see that again.
All right, the last one. This is going to be easy. Easy peasy. On this day in 1977, this movie opened up in New York City, and it became a pop culture hit. It's one of our favorites on this show. I will give you I will give you maybe one or two of the stars, and see if you can give me the movie. You ready? I'm not going to start with the number one star. I'm going to start with
co-stars.
Yes. Sally Field, Jerry Reed.
Come on.
Oh gosh, Rick, of course, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, Smokey, Reynolds or
that movie. That movie is that old. That's hard to believe. Eastbound and Down is one of the greatest songs ever.
Wow,
I love
look at
that.
He's throwing Eastbound and Down in there. Yes.
Now you're showing off.
Yeah.
Now
no, I'm not showing off.
I'm kidding.
I really like that song, and that movie was really, 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 really good. You know what the odd thing is? I never saw Smokey and the Bandit 2, and if they made a 3, I don't know, but because the first one was good.
Yeah, no, don't. It's terrible.
Two was good. 3 had Jackie Gleason playing 3 different guys. He played himself. Right? He played Sheriff Justice. He played his cousin from Canada, and he played another one somehow.
Right?
It was, what's the word I'm looking for?
Awful.
But you had to watch it though, just to finish it. And don't watch Caddyshack 2 either. It's terrible.
Really? I never did. You're right.
Good.
Think about that. Back in 1977, every kid, a lot of kids, wanted to have that Trans Am with the Golden Eagle on the hood.
T-tops.
T-tops. Yeah. So cool, Rick. You know, matter of fact, when I had my mustache up in one of my most fun compliments is Orville Henry wrote about me in the Gazette one time and said that I was the Burt Reynolds of the Razorback, with my tan from Florida and my mustache. So always appreciated that.
What a cool guy you were. And to still be such a cool guy now. Isn't that amazing?
I'll listen to you, Rick. Well, the other thing was that we've made the point that Jackie Gleason, even though that was sort of a slapstick, silly role, It was comedic genius. He probably should have won a darn Oscar because it was outside. I mean, he was a great actor, could do any kind of role.
He ad-libbed and things like that.
Yeah, so he was.
It was a fantastic, fantastic movie. Yeah. And think about it, that was 1977. So in 1976, 1954, I mean, Burt Reynolds had done what? He hadn't been that far gone from Gunsmoke. He was probably still. Yeah. He just got through doing a TV series called Dan.
Was Deliverance done? Yard into Women's, I think.
I think those were 72, 3.
Okay, gotcha.
Area. Yeah.
It was a big one. Hey, Rick.
And he was dating Dinah Shore.
Rick, hopefully the Razorback women this weekend will do just what you did right there and go 3 for 3. They don't need a third game.
Right. And with that, Rick, we will salute you with this.
Strength and honor.
From the Gladiator. And we send you off with Eastbound and Down. How about that?
That is a great song. Enjoy that. And thank you, Bradford Marina. Sure appreciate your sponsorship.
There you go.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rick.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
Rick.
See
you
next week. Thank you.
Thanks. See you, man. All right, when we come back, we'll visit with John Daly. Listen, they're doing deals here. We're looking at a Sea-Doo that's got $4,000 off if you come in and write a check.
That's it.
You got boats that have $7,000 off.
Yes.
You can get them at any store. If you go online and see the inventory, if you got a color you want, you can get it done.
I can eastbound down the Jack Gumboat anywhere we need to send it.
Yeah, well, like you said when we were up in Mountain Home, I mean, you've got the inventory somewhere.
Somewhere.
Because we learned that from Frank Fletcher.
That's right.
If you want that vehicle, he's got it. Go to the website.
That's right.
They'll bring it down to you.
Is this your biggest showroom of all your... Is it a hot spot?
They're all very similar, honestly. But yes, this is the biggest one. But they're all... Literally, I don't have a showroom, except for Mountain Home. I'm going to fix that one day. But we have 10,000 square foot inside, heated and cooled. That isn't anywhere else in this state. You're going to be able to come in. I don't care if it's raining. It's supposed to rain tonight, tomorrow. Right. You're still going to be able to shop, get ready for the weekend. We're going to have thunderstorms in and out. Hey, one other thing, if we got just a second. Yeah. You talk about fuel prices on the lake.
Yeah.
Okay. That's real. But what has changed, if you haven't bought a new outboard motor on a new boat, I don't care if the gas goes to $14 a gallon on the lake.
Come on.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because you're still going to spend less money when it was $2 because these motors are so much better, so much fuel efficient.
You know what? No, thank you.
Shut up. It doesn't matter.
That's why I say these things because you inform us.
Yes.
You educate us on those. Because I'm surface dwelling.
I don't know why.
I'm surface dwelling. It's just like having a different vehicle. It depends on the motor and the engine, how many miles per gallon you're going to get. That's exactly right. But let me tell you this, Lev. May I be so bold?
You go ahead, sir.
You can't put a price on family togetherness fun.
And guess what, Roger?
What?
All I do is sell fun.
Yeah. All I want to do is be a part of that.
Oh, there
I'm
we go.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm so excited right now. Tim Wilson, get me a mop.
All right. Do not
it's
go
getting,
away.
It's getting...
Busy rest of the show. We got
right.
John Daly coming up. We got Courtney Dowell coming up. Sydney Moncrief and more here at Bradford Marine. One of three stops for you today with
That's
radio.
It. Yes,
and, but we're glad we're here today. Don't go away. 7:30.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
SportsCenter.
The SEC baseball tournament gets started today at 9:30. Game 1 will feature Ole Miss and Missouri facing off. Kentucky and Vanderbilt will play following the conclusion of that game. Game 3 will be important for Arkansas fans as Tennessee will take on South Carolina at 4:30. The winner of that game will face Arkansas tomorrow at 4:30. Then in the final game of the night, Oklahoma and LSU will go at it following the conclusion of Game 3. And the Arkansas Travelers return home tonight riding a 5-game win streak. They'll be hosting the Springfield Cardinals for a 6-game series. Barring a weather delay or postponement, they'll play at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms for this afternoon. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, still a 60% chance of rainfall and a 70% chance of rain tomorrow. Now, we could get some stronger thunderstorms this afternoon with Southwest Arkansas having a little chance of severe storms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition, and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
At Bale Chevrolet, we believe you can learn a lot standing on a car lot for over 100 years. People don't want a sales pitch. They want somebody to shoot them straight. That's what we try to do every day with a team who knows how to listen. We've got new Chevys and pre-owned vehicles coming in every day. We work hard to have exactly what you've been looking for at the price you need. Save now, on the lot or online, on Chenal Parkway, or shop at BaleChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
It's the Sea-Doo Memorial Day celebration at your local Bradford Marine and ATV Sea-Doo locations in North Little Rock or Hot Springs. And get ultimate performance from your new Sea-Doo personal watercraft, like the high-octane 2025 Sea-Doo RX-TX. 325 horsepower rocket on the water. Hurry, a few 2025s remain with up to $4,000 in discounts. It's lake time. Hit the water on your new Sea-Doo. Buy today, ride today, and have fun today. Only at your Bradford Marine and ATV Sea-Doo location.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight.
Oh, it's a good jam right there.
Are you gonna let it all hang out, fat bottom girl? Mm-hmm. You make the rocking world.
We're here in Sherwood at Bradford Marine, one of seven locations around the state. It's the beginning of their celebration all this week through Memorial Day. So check them out online or come by and see one of their seven locations. We'll continue to visit with Lev Bradford, who's here with us. Got a busy next hour of the show. John Daly getting ready to jump on with us here in just a second. Courtney Dyfel at 8:30 promoting the Super Regional this weekend in Fayetteville. Sidney Moncrief, one of the greats of all time, if not the GOAT for Razorback basketball in the 9 o'clock hour. So plenty to talk about. If we got him, let's go ahead and check in with our man John Daly there, Christian.
Big J
John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Johnny.
Listen, guy, great to see you last week in your hometown and where your home course is in Dardanelle. You and Anna, good to catch up. And you, I hope you got some good rest. Was that a good week for you?
Great week, yeah. We got, seems like when I come home, I work harder. But we got a little bit of rest.
That's okay. Matter of fact, and I wanted to read, John, this was from one of our listeners today. Speaking of John Daly, went and played his course this weekend. New carts, course in great shape compared to others in the area. Would highly recommend. So I know Jamie works real hard on that, and you do too. So that's nice to get that kind of compliment.
Oh, it's great to hear that. Yeah, I think he's top dressing this week, so we'll get the greens even better. So we just need some growth, like all courses. We need some growth right now. The weather's finally changing where we're going to get stuff.
We also mentioned that the guys, Jimmy Stewart and Jamie, sent us the new logo or the graphic for the 6th annual New Blaine VFW Post 8383 Golf Tournament. That's on June 20th. That Saturday. It's a four-person scramble. I think it's $320. I may be wrong on that. I don't see it on this one. But you got Jesse Keith Whitley. Roger's a big Keith Whitley guy, and I don't know much about him, but I'm sure you do. And obviously, he's the son of greatness. But I'm sounding like that's going to be a great weekend of golf there too.
Yeah, Jesse's awesome, man. I'm glad we got him for Jamie and Jimmy for the BFW. I think it's 360 a team. I think the three man.
Yeah, 365. Yeah, 360. Yeah, that's right. No, it's 365. Okay. I see it now. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but it'll be a hell of a show with Jesse. He's a great kid. I love him to death. We hang out here at Old Hickory in Nashville. That's where I am this week doing commercials. But they're going to enjoy him. He's just like his. Yeah. I mean, don't fall from the tree with our kids, right? Jesse's just like his daddy Keith. And I love his mom, Lori Morgan. I love her to death. So, it'll be a good show for those guys. And then, hey, and what Jamie and Jimmy do for the BFW is so awesome. 6 years now. Yeah. They keep doing it on Father's Day, and I'm never home to do it, but one day I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's we've enjoyed supporting those guys at VFW Post 8383. Great folks. Speaking of kids. Your son, John Daly II, he's part of the Razorback golf team yesterday, three shots off the lead, 9 under 275 over in Oregon. I saw where John Jr. had three birdies on the back nine. I think he's tied for seventh overall. I think the top four or top five from this regional goes to the national championship. So far, so good for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, I don't care if they finish first or fifth. Just want them to qualify because that team is – that's one, the team's too good not to. But, they're all good. I mean, these kids all can play. But cross my fingers, hope they go out and play good today and then seal it up tomorrow to go to Nationals.
Yeah, it's in Corvallis, Oregon. I'm looking here. Your son and two other Razorback golfers are all shot at 68 yesterday. All three are tied for seventh. Team standings tied for second behind Purdue, so really in a good spot. Roger, we talked about this. Three other Arkansas golf teams are playing in their regional. You got Arkansas State and Arizona. They're number four, so they're looking good. UALR, the Trojans, not so good. And UAPB, the Trojans are in North Carolina, and the UAPB is in Texas. They're in last for both, so I don't know if they can bring it back or not. What did you think of the PGA Championship this past week, JD?
Oh, that was unbelievable right there, man. I watched a little bit of it. Those greens look treacherous. I mean, I felt bad for those guys. You know, not only the course is long, but those greens looked like they were just brutal. How about How about our men's baseball team coming back, winning two out of three, and girls qualifying for Super Regionals? They kicked some pretty good, you know what, over the weekend as well. So, hey, it was a good weekend for the Hogs.
It was. We're getting ready to talk to Courtney Dyfel here in about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, John. You know, we've had a softball player for 5 years now. We've got Ella McDowell, the third baseman. And this is the best team top to bottom. They're in the top 10 in every category from pitching to hitting to fielding. And so this is the best team, and they got a good draw that they get Duke. Nothing against Duke. We'll visit with Courtney Dyfel about them. But it's not an SEC team like an Alabama. And there's six teams that are playing each other in Super Regionals that are in the SEC. So we really got a lucky break there. And so I feel good about that. I think this is the year we go to Oklahoma City. I'll be stunned if we don't. It'll be a major disappointment, but I think we go. And then, yeah, you're right. Just this baseball team up and down, but they find ways to win. It's not the prettiest, but they win seven SEC series out of 10, which has only happened two other times in the history of DVH at Arkansas, John. So, yeah, and then the track team won their 25th SEC title in the outdoor championship this past weekend. So it was a sweep for the Hogs.
It was a great, great weekend. That's all I can say for Razorbacks. Let's keep it going.
I did want to ask back on the golf thing. Roger and I talked about this guy yesterday. I don't know who the guy is. I think he's a young guy on the tour. So his name is Garrett Higo. And he gets to the tee box, I guess, 1 second late. And it cost him two strokes. He ends up shooting a 69 instead of a 67. And ended up costing him, he gets cut on two. He doesn't make the cut on Tuesday by one stroke. So I'm just going to ask you, and he got rid of it. The other thing, he and his caddy split. Apparently his caddy was screaming, "Get here, you got to go, got to run." And so he didn't get it. So I was going to ask, who is responsible? I mean, should that golfer know, hey, man, you got to be there on the tee box by this time? Or is it the caddy that's got to make sure that? Where does the fault, or is it both? Where's the fault fall there? Where's the blame?
It's the caddy. Caddy always has to get his player to the tee by 5 minutes.
Wow.
At least 5 minutes before they tee off. I blame it on the caddy because he might have been putting, might have been talking or something. And, you know,
putting.
The caddy's responsibility is to get his butt to the first tee five minutes before tee time.
Okay. I see what you're saying, but I'm sitting here thinking, I would think, obviously, it's your doing. You've done this before. Now, we leave areas and you get to talking and people want to talk to you, John, because you're this and you're that, and you have to have a bad guy who says, "Dude, we got to go now." Sorry,
yeah,
and pulls you.
Was,
so I get you. I get you. Is that what you're talking about? Got to be that guy.
Caddy's got to be on top of it.
And I guess that's why he got rid of it.
Wow.
Hicko said he was a laid back guy. He was a. He said,
so the caddy got rid of him.
No, I don't know. It doesn't say. It just
I thought you said the caddy
no,
fired
no,
them.
No,
okay,
no,
very good.
It doesn't say. I presume the golfer made that decision. Higo made that decision.
Well, that's terrible.
I know. Well, I guess you know, you need
dude,
to stand
you have me. Got to come get me. I've told Steve Qualls that at the Mainline Sports. Steve, don't walk out here without me.
By the way,
you've got to come get me.
Roger will be at Boudreaux's tonight.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
The trivia.
That's right. And when I leave, I keep getting held up by people that want to ask more trivia questions, and all I'm trying to do is get home to get ready for the next day.
We find out this week, John, Roger is up for the trivia host of the year in the state of Arkansas. There's two other people. Nobody does trivia like Roger. His trivia is the best, and he does it at Mainline Sports Bar at Oakland and Boudreaux's in Maumelle. John would enjoy your
I think John would. I got a trivia question that I think only John would know. When you're playing golf and you have a team behind you yelling, "Hurry up, let's go," what do you say, John? Don't say it. Don't say it. I followed him. What's the thing called? What are you doing, John?
Endorsement?
And no, it's a minute with John Daly, or a moment with John Daly. It's a little inspirational things that you're doing.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
He's everywhere, yeah. Jay, he's everywhere.
You know what? And one of the things that I saw, you've got a little thing that you can put on golf carts that you were sponsoring.
Oh, yeah.
You can put on there. You know, just when I was asking you about grills on barges, Lev, because you can put ice chests, little ice chests and things on the golf cart.
Yeah, he's got an endorsement deal with everything.
That's our caddy bar. Stuff. You know, a lot of golf carts, when you get them, you got nowhere to put your phone, nowhere to put your watch, unless you put everything in your bag. It takes too much time, but we got a place to, you just stick your phone on this magnet, or if it's got a cover, you put it on there. You got place for your phone, place for your speaker. It's just a nice accessory package we do for golf carts, and it's not very expensive. I think the whole setup's right around $500. You set your whole stuff up. You got no problem putting drinks and putting stuff in golf carts. Golf carts just don't have enough stuff up front where you can put all your stuff. So our caddy bar is doing great. We love it.
That's pretty good. By the way, I know we're not going to say them on the air here, John, but John and Anna were talking about, you've got some really big-time opportunities coming down the pipe that'll be exciting to announce in the coming weeks and months from a sponsorship standpoint. So the John Daly brand is on fire right now. So congratulations there. I did want to ask, since we're here at Bradford Marine, if John Daly had to come in here and he said, okay, we're gonna find something that you're going to like on the lake, would you go Sea-Doo? Would you go a ski boat? Would you go like a party barge? What would John Daly like the most to have on the water?
Party barge, because I'm allergic to everything in the water. I don't fish, but I turn the music up and just drink my ass off.
I'm not shocked by that. I'm not shocked by that at all.
And you'd have to have, you'd probably have to have one of those old school push-in lighters for your cigarettes instead of a little bit.
The other thing too, Lev Bradford is the owner here. How fast do the party barges go now compared to what that used to be back in the day?
Ski behind.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna have a tri-tune. You can go up to 300, 400 horsepower now. So I mean, you're running 50, over 50 miles an hour easy now.
Yeah, it's not your not your granddad's party barge, John. You could actually pull somebody behind it skin if you want to. So, all right. Listen, John, thanks for jumping on with us, as always, John. Buddy. Hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed with little John that the Razorbacks will advance, hopefully, and go on to maybe challenge for a national championship. They are number one seed, remember, first time it ever happened in the history of the golf program. So thanks, JD. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Johnny.
You got it. Go Hogs. Love y'all.
Go Hogs. Go Hogs. Love you, man. Thanks to Honda of Russellville. It was right down the road from John's place there in Dardanelle. They've been in the business a long, long time. Matter of fact, there's Joe Cates. Joe Cates takes care of Honda of Russellville right there. Talking about your folks at Honda of Russellville. There you go. All right, we'll take a break here. I will tell you, Joe, that Lev. Don't worry about him. I'll tell you, Lev, that Daly, that would be the only place that you would have him would be on one of your boats.
That's right.
That would be the only place you can have him is on one on a party barge, because he would be dangerous on any other thing in here.
Yeah, we'd have a driver.
Yeah, John Daly ain't skiing. John Daly. Although I thought he might go Sea-Doo. Now that would be a funny commercial. John,
I think there was one time that he stripped down and swam that lake up there by his golf course.
He did do that. He did that. We watched him get there. Just start swimming. Yeah, you know, John, he runs hard, man. He runs hard. It's
Have you seen these little inspirational things?
He's everywhere on social media.
Yeah.
And we got to commend you. You're doing social media now, Lev. And you're comfortable. You're doing TV. You know. I saw it last night. You were promoting your big boat over in
High Springs. 255 Yamaha.
Yeah. Yes. It's only one of them.
One.
Yeah, if you're a serious ski person.
I'm supposed to get a couple of more. We'll see. So,
they don't last long.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. That boat is it's a 25-foot boat. It's a beautiful boat. Beautiful, beautiful. But, yeah, it's $115,000, but its competitor is $180,000, $190,000, $200,000.
Gotcha, yeah.
So it is.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That's why you can't keep them.
That's why I can't keep them.
Yeah.
The Sun Trekker's still made with Duradeck.
Yes, they are.
Look at you. Look at you dropping that Duradeck.
I'm just telling you.
All right, so BradfordMarine.com, by the way, if you want to check out all the inventory at all the seven stores. All right, don't go away. 749 here live at Bradford Marine in Sherwood.
My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night. Oh, we've got a big ball.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the bus, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all of those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house daily because of you. But let me tell you about a client that's been near and dear to my heart for over the past decade. Very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Mowers. I've been a proud Gravely owner for years. And I've used everything of theirs from the 21-inch push mower to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. And now is the best time to get the brand new Gravely of your choice too. Why do you ask? How about 0% interest over 48 months? Now you're interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family if you hadn't already by stopping at your local Gravely dealer today. Like Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, Energy Star-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. Plus, purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064. Or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
I'm Trey Reed from the Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz. Join me and Mark Hedrick Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by West Rock Landing at Lake Maumel, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Edwards Food Giant, and Crane Chevrolet.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right. What was the last thing about the balls there, Rog? What was the song there? It was, who's that by? Is there a reason?
AC/DC, Big Balls.
Is that a reference to Christian or Roger or Lev Bradford? I don't know. I'm just
rock and roll, bro.
I'm just saying.
It was just rock and roll. John Daly's got your golf balls. It might have been a little subliminal.
He says he does. That's what John.
He DMs me all the time. Look at this right here.
He has been known on the late night to send us pictures that we don't want to get.
She has. And it's not that X-ray.
What?
Nothing.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show here at Bradford Marine. And hang on here till 10 o'clock. You'll also be, from here, you'll go to Hot Springs.
Hot Springs.
Yeah, and Justin and Phil. We're so busy today, we couldn't get Phil on today, but maybe we'll do that tomorrow. He's in Hoover. The guys have a kickback couple days because they play the winner of the matchup. Is it South Carolina and Tennessee? I believe that's what it is today. And then they play tomorrow at 4:30. The girls play at 11 o'clock on Friday, Roger. I left Ella a message. Say, hey, I presume we're not going to be that. Do that call on Friday, so we can. So can we do it Thursday?
Yeah.
As always. Then last night you had a classic game one. Not even the conference champion. Not even the NBA finals. But you had the Oklahoma City Thunder falling to the Spurs, 122-115. You know, Christian Weaver, the Wizard, is a big Thunder fan. So we really hadn't asked you, Christian. They've lost 5 of 6 to San Antonio this year. Do you have any hope that your team can come back and win?
Yeah, it's,
or do you expect?
I mean, it's definitely not over. Last year, we lost to the Nuggets in Game 1. We lost to the Pacers in Game 1. We ended up winning those series. If we would have won last night, I probably would have said we win in 5 or 6. But losing that game probably pushes it to 7. So it's going to be a tough series. Wimby's great. He's maybe the best player I've ever seen. He's ridiculous. So it'll be a tough series, but.
You know, that's the first time I've really got a chance, Roger, just to lock in and watch him. He looks like a giant spider. I mean, his things are his long. You know, and I was doing some research last night on him and Chamberlain because he changes the game so much that, you know, although SGA, everybody said, well, you know, it's Wembanyama that's intimidating SGA. SGA was just missing shots. He was missing shots from the outside. Wembanyama wasn't even near him.
He had a terrible game.
Had a bad game.
Wimby had 41 and 22, and that's what it took to beat the Thunder. And SGA played terrible. Chet played terrible. AJ played terrible. So hopefully they play better in Game 2, because if they lose Game 2, it's probably over.
I'm not going to ask you this, Chris. I'm going to ask Lev and Roger this. What's the difference when I started looking at Chamberlain and Wembanyama? I want to make some comparisons physically. What's the big difference between
weight?
It's exactly right. You know how much of a weight difference there is? Because I was watching last night. He's so light. You know, he really gets pushed around. That's why the 6'7 guy, what's his face, was actually, you know, he was quicker than he was getting around him. But that's the difference. Chamberlain was how many more pounds more, do you think, than Wembanyama?
60.
Yeah, 75.
Wow.
75. And Chamberlain was, of course, Chamberlain was young. He was thinner. But
sure.
As he got older, he was just bigger bodied. You just couldn't move him. Right. Of course, this guy goes out and shoots threes. That one.
Like Joe Klein. Joe Klein was skinny when he was younger, but we all are.
Yeah.
He dribbled up and just hit the three from
the logo.
Yeah,
from the logo,
so
like 28. What was it? How many, what was the footage on that they said?
I don't know. It may have been like 28 feet.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, he's 7 foot.
And if he misses that, they probably lose.
Yeah, it was a key. Every key play down the stretch was important. So anyway, that's a great matchup. But they'll play again tomorrow night. You got tonight Cleveland at New York. Hockey's going on, Roger. I will not watch the hockey. It's not going to do it. I'm sorry.
I'll do it. I'll watch a little bit. Well, I'll take that back. I will watch a hockey movie.
You're watching the hockey, the movie?
I will watch a hockey movie.
That's it.
No, we're just not, it's not a hockey area.
We got to play a little Family Feud coming up today. We still got Courtney Doffel, still got Sidney Moncrief, still talking boats and sea-doos, and great deals going on here for sure. It's going to be a great weekend as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend. We voted it, right, number one three-day weekend? Is that what we said?
I don't know.
I don't know if you want to vote.
On a Monday. That's going to be the question Friday. Do you want a three-day weekend to be Friday or a Monday?
I think Monday's better. I don't know.
I don't know. That's going to be the question Friday. And we got to quit telling people we'll talk to you next week because you won't.
Well, there's nothing better than a Sunday fun day.
Right here, Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life.